USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying a tremendous amount of progress has been made in 2 days of NATO meetings, which have just wrapped up. The president telling reporters at a news conference, NATO is doing much better now than it was before he arrived in Brussels, with his demands to take the financial burden off the U.S. when it comes to the defense of NATO allies. Though he says he hopes NATO and other nations will be able to get along with Russia.
I think that we probably will be able to. The people in the room think so, but they really stepped up their commitment and stepped it up like they never have before.
The president next heading to the UK and then on to a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Papa John's founder, John Schnatter, has now resigned as the company's chairman of the board. USA Radio's Wendy King explains.
You always get a great deal more with Papa John's.
The pizza chain came under controversy after Schnatter reportedly used the N-word during a media training exercise. According to a report in Forbes magazine, Schnatter not only used the N-word in a conference call with a marketing agency, but also reflected on his days growing up in Indiana, where African Americans were dragged behind trucks to their death. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Adult film star Stormy Daniels reportedly under arrest for letting a customer touch her during a routine at a Columbus, Ohio strip club last night. Her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, reporting the arrest on Twitter, calling it desperate and politically motivated. Daniels still claims she had an affair with President Trump back in 2006. This is USA Radio News.
Next, you're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. You melted me. I melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
See what you've done. Oh!
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Acting EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says the mission of the EPA is unchanged. Talking to EPA staffers, Wheeler said President Trump did ask him to clean up the air, clean up the water, and clean up unnecessary regulations. Wheeler replacing EPA Chief Scott Pruitt, who resigned after a growing controversy over alleged ethical lapses. A federal judge is ordering former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort transferred to a different jail than he's been in. Manafort's legal team citing safety concerns when they did ask the judge to allow their client to remain at the Northern Neck Regional Jail in Warsaw, Virginia, but prosecutors say Manafort is living in relative luxury there. Court filings do reveal Manafort has a private room, complete with a bathroom and shower, his own phone and laptop, and doesn't have to wear a uniform when he's locked up. In monitored prison phone calls, Manafort's been heard saying that he's being treated like a VIP while he's being incarcerated. And it'll be France and Croatia in the World Cup final on Sunday. Croatia defeating England 2-1 in Wednesday's semifinal in Moscow. The last goal happening in the 109th minute. It'll be Croatia's first World Cup final. It's going to take place at 11 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.